of outside influence is going to be weighing in what we see in this ag trade today. The question is, why and should ag be paying attention? We're going to find that out. Hello once again and good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sean Hackett joins us today. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. So as you look at, Sean, silver and gold dropping, the new Fed chair announcement, why are these kind of outside markets important to agriculture?
Well, everything is based upon capital flows, sentiment. Every market, corn is linked to oil, which is linked to the monetary base, which is linked to, everything has a linkage. There's nothing that's totally independent of any other market. And so I kind of just feel, you know, Trump today threatening more tariffs on Canada and Mexico, another possible government shutdown, getting much louder about maybe attacking Iran. You know, I just think the market is sort of reaching a point where it just, there's so much uncertainty. I just feel like today was the day, especially near at the month end, where it just decided, you know what, we're going to pull some money out. We're going to head to safety until we can get some stability or clear direction, because we're just not sure where all this is going. And throw in there a new chair selection for the Federal Reserve that, the market obviously would be uncertain about what he would do. So I just think it's a confluence of things. And then of course, when you have the precious metals down, you know, silver down 27 in one day, you got a bunch of margin calls out there that somebody's gotten caught with that has to then sell other markets in order to cover those margin calls. And it just becomes a circular thing. So
let's talk about the drop that we've seen in the silver and the gold and the dollar movement we've seen on the day. A lot of outside influences that you and I and most of the world might not know are some underlying factors at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone has been focused on gold and silver. They've had an historic run higher, went vertical, parabolic. You know, these are not normal markets. The copper market went parabolic. Platinum went parabolic. Palladium went parabolic. You know, that's not healthy trading. Those aren't healthy markets. And we had a big knockdown in the U.S. dollar. Historically, when you see especially the precious metals going straight up, it usually is one of two reasons. Market worry about some kind of a hyperinflationary concern, or it sees trouble ahead. I mean, precious metals tend to be a barometer or a Geiger counter for worries over geopolitical risks. My feeling is, I think it's those geopolitical risks that the precious metals were sniffing out, and maybe today somebody knows something's about to happen. And whenever you see geopolitical risks escalate, it tends to make money flee to safety, and that's what we might be seeing, liquidation across the board based upon that. That's my speculation. We might hear something over the weekend to verify that, but that would be my take on it right now.
Are we looking at, from a grain perspective, corn and beans, for example, Sean, we continue to hear how dry it is in portions of Argentina and parts of Brazil. Is that going to be a weigh-in factor as well as they're trying to get, you know, and even getting some rain in some areas where they're trying to get a harvest done?
My general view on Brazilian weather, it's been generally okay. There's been no major heat. I think hot and dry is what really gets the market excited. If it's just dry, as long as it's not too dry, that tends, you could still kind of, get through. And I think right now, unless there's some significant heat that comes into Brazil, I think the market's going to be assuming that everything will be fine there. And I don't think Argentina is large enough anymore in terms of their market share of production versus Brazil, that unless, they'd have to have a major, major crop problem to impact the market. And I don't think the weather is giving us that signal either. So I don't think we're going to get any, if I'm looking at a weather-related catalyst here, Susan, I'm thinking cold weather, winter kill risk here and overseas for winter wheat. I'm thinking dry spring, starting in March, post-dormancy wheat. I think the wheat market's where, if I was looking for weather to light things up, that's the only grain market I can see that could catch some type of a climate-related, weather-related rally.
So we do have a big report coming out this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and that is the biannual cattle inventory report. What are your thoughts on what we might see in those numbers?
I don't really think, you know, that, you know, the report's going to tell us that, you know, we found a whole, you know, we have a whole bunch of extra cows lying around we didn't know about. I think it's going to still say we're in a tight situation. Like we know, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure we're going to get anything new there that's going to drive the market. I think more important to cattle is whether or not we finally open the border to Mexico or not on the screw worm. Lots of talk, but no action. And obviously this incredibly cold weather is playing havoc with weights, with animals not being able to brought to the market. And obviously, you know, we lose a lot of cattle when it gets too cold and they're not fed correctly. So I think, and then the calving process gets hurt. So I think the cold weather is more the driver on cattle, than what this report's going to say. I'm not really anticipating anything earth-shatteringly different from what we've seen before.
Joining us today, Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Friday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.